Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence in this temple and for the privilege to be welcomed in your presence. Lord, we want to commit this section into your hands, and we pray that you will speak to each and every one of us. We are ready to be blessed, to be corrected, to be uplifted and restored in our fellowship with you. And we pray, Lord, that you will have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would like to express my gratitude to the Lord for the privilege to be standing here as the channel through which God will speak to us. If you have your Bible with you, I would like to invite you to read it with me. We are going to do two readings. The first one is in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. And the second one is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 32. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Test yourself to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you yourself not recognize that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you fail the test? Ephesians 4, 22 down to 32. You took off the former way of life, the old self that is corrupted by deceitful desires. You are being renewed in the spirit of your minds. You put on the new self, the one created according to God's likeness in righteousness and purity of the truth. 25. Since you put away lying, speak the truth, each one to his neighbor, because we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down to your anger on your anger, and don't give the devil an opportunity. The thief must no longer steal. Instead, he must do honest work with his own hands, so that he has something to share with anyone in need. No fool language is to come out of your mouth, but only what is good for building up someone in need, so that it gives grace to those who hear. And don't grieve God's Holy Spirit. You were sealed by him for the day of redemption. 31. All bitterness, anger, and wrath, shouting, and slander must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. This is God's word. We want to continue with on our theme, which focuses on the use of technology, new technologies, and social media. And today, we want to say something about the test of social media. Last Sunday, our brother Jeremy was blessing us, showing us how how technology can be a tool for reaching out those that are lost, how it can be a tool for evangelism. But social media is not, can also have downsides. It can also come as a test to our life and to our work as disciples. And Apostle Paul, when speaking to the Corinthians, he invites them to test themselves. And I believe we all need at some point in our life to do those kind, that kind of exercise, a kind of mid-term evaluation, if I can use the language in project management. We have not reached yet our destination, but we need at some point to check, are we on the right course on our journey? And this is what the Apostle Paul wants the church to do. And he says, test yourself to see if you are in the faith. Because sometimes it is easy to mislead ourselves. It can be easy to be so distracted that we continue thinking that we are still in fellowship, in right standing with God. But in fact, we have lost our way somewhere. And if this exercise was important when you read the state of the Church of Corinthians through the letters of Paul, I believe it is also timely for the church today, because it has become very easy to just be led astray. And this morning, beginning with myself, because as I was preparing this sermon, I'm the first one the Lord spoke to concerning this issue or this topic of social media. And at some point, I had to repent and to ask God to forgive me and to lead me back to the right way. And I believe it is all for our benefit that whenever the Lord comes, like he came in, when the Lord Jesus Christ came to check the state of the church, we read it in Revelation chapter 2. We see the Lord Jesus Christ is running a midterm evaluation of the church, of the seven churches, and is giving his feedback to each of the seven churches. What he reproaches to each church and what he is proud of. And today, I believe, not only for today, but I believe every day, we should test ourselves. We should make sure, through the light of God's word, to see whether the way we are carrying ourselves, if we are still fulfilling our mission as disciple of Jesus Christ. So the social media comes as a test. But the question we may ask ourselves, why should I care? As a disciple, why should I care about social media, about this question? Why should I care about the effect of social media or the consequences of social media on me and on the people around me? Why should I care? I believe we should care. We should all care if we are to be disciples of Jesus Christ. We should care because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, that God created you and me after his own image, after his own likeness. God created us to his image, after his likeness, which means before man was created, the image of God was not reflected in the creation. Man came as a reflection of God's image in the creation. Hallelujah. And the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 that we've just read, verse 24, he says, you put on the new self, the new nature. The former one, the old nature, is the fallen one, the fallen nature, because of sin. When we sin, we fall short of the glory of God. We stop reflecting God's image in the creation. Man ceased to look like God when Adam sinned. And the Apostle Paul is saying, since you believed in Jesus Christ, you have put on the new self, the perfect man, the sinless man. His righteousness has become yours. The nature that God intended us to have when he created us has been restored when we put on the new nature in Jesus Christ. And as a result, we can now reflect God's image in our fallen world today. Hallelujah. God is redeeming the creation, but he begins with the people he created after his own image. Hallelujah. So it means, as Paul puts it, we have put on the new self, the new nature, the one created according to God's likeness, in righteousness, in purity of the truth. So it is important for us to care. Why should I care? Because I, as a disciple, you as the disciple, we as disciples, we bear the image of Jesus Christ in our world. We bear that image, and that image should be reflected not just here in this temple, but even online. Hallelujah. When people want to know how God looks like, they should get the answer from our accounts on social media. That's exactly what it means. If people want to hear God, because there are people who still wonder, how does God speak? There are people who have never heard God speaking to them. But you and I are those channels through which God can be heard. Hallelujah. So we are bearers of God's image. That is the first reason why we should care. Secondly, we should care because we are not on our own. We are not on our own. We belong to each other. Paul says it in verse 25. He says, we are members of one another. Christianity is not individualistic. It is not. Christianity is about community. It's about fellowship. It's about relationships. The Bible speaks of the church as the body of Christ. A body cannot survive without its members. Right? All of us, we have bodies, but there's no one member of your body that can survive just alone. No. We are members. We are connected to each other. We are members of one another. So, which means my relationship with God, my Christianity, affects my brother and sister because I'm connected to him spiritually and now digitally. Hallelujah. We are connected. There are people who have been discouraged in their Christian walk because of some other Christians' behavior. And there are those who have been encouraged simply by other Christians' faithfulness. I personally have been blessed by men of God that I've never seen in my whole life. I've never shaken their hands, but they have been very, very much influential on my walk with God. And I believe all of us here, we have examples of such people who have been influential. They are just living their life trying to serve the Lord and trying to be faithful to God. But because we are connected now with technology, whatever happened in their ministry, in their private life, affects us today. And sometimes we have to answer for people that we have not even met. But we have to answer for their actions, for their statements. Why? Because we belong to each other. It is important that we care also because God himself is affected by our attitude and actions on social media. God is affected. Paul says, he says in verse 30, he says, don't grieve God's Holy Spirit. So God can be saddened by my attitude, by my actions. You see, why? Because he loves us. We are in a relationship with him. Just as when you love somebody, whatever you do can affect the person. And because he loves us, whatever we do affects him. And Paul says, don't make the Holy Spirit sad. So how now? How do we affect God's image? Because we are called to be the reflection, the image of God. But that image, oftentimes that image is tarnished on social media. Many times we fail God. Many times it's the way people think about God is tarnished because of the way disciples, believers, behave. And how do we tarnish God's image online? First of all, we do it when we allow social media to rob our time with God. You see, this technology has connected us so much that many Christians have lost their connection with God. We have become so connected, so in tune with what is happening in our environment, and sometimes far away from us, that we don't even know what is happening in God's presence. How many times the first thing we connect to when we wake up is our phone and not God? Right? How many people connected first on their social media this morning when they wake up? You see? And God sees it. God is sad. It's a blessing, but He has turned into another God. It has taken God's place in our hearts. God wants to be, what is God's, God, what is the place that God wants to have in our life? God wants to be the first in everything. And even when we talk about tithes, tithe is not 1/10 of our income. It's the first 1/10 of our income. You see, God wants to be first in every aspect of our life. God wants to be the first we connect to before we get the news in our country. God wants us to have the news from heaven. Hallelujah. Before you know what has been said about you, God wants you to know what He is saying about you. Because when we know what God says about us, we can have an impact, a positive impact. We can reflect. We cannot reflect what we are not exposed to. Hallelujah. You cannot reflect what you are not exposed to. And you will always reflect what you are the most exposed to. So God wants to be the first. And when we allow social media to rob that time, that precious time with God, social media becomes an idol. And we sin against the first commandment. You shall not have other gods beside me. Secondly, we sin, we fail. We tarnish God's image. When our speech no longer tastes meekness and compassion on social media, it has become so easy to be sarcastic behind our screens. But the Bible calls us to meekness, to compassion, and it can be felt, tasted through the words that we use, through the intonation we use when we communicate. Paul says, no foul language is to come out of your mouth. I would say out of your fingers. Because that's what we use to communicate on social media. No foul words, but only what is good for building up someone in need. Because there is always someone in need for mercy, for grace, for encouragement. Hallelujah. We fail, we tarnish God's image also when we relay unchecked information. Every time we relay unchecked information, we give more importance to what is viral instead of to what is true. Jesus Christ said, I'm the truth. And we Christians, we should be committed to what is true. And we are not obliged to relay everything that we read or hear. Right? We are not. When we can't be sure whether the information is true, At least we can stop, we can avoid spreading rumors around us. By doing so, by relaying unchecked information, we contribute to spreading darkness around us, confusion around us. And that is not what God expects from us. Finally, we tarnish God's image when we withhold the truth by keeping silent. The Apostle Paul says in verse 27, he says, in verse 30, he says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is also many times grieved when we know the right thing to say. We know that what is being said is not in line with God's word. We know that what is being spread does not reflect the culture of the kingdom. But we decide to stay silent. And many times, evil increases, not because of the wicked people, but because of the good people who decide to stay silent. We have the truth. We are servants of the truth. And God expects us to shine on social media. To shine. Let your light shine. Don't hide it. Shine. Speak that word that you have received when you first connected with Him. Spread it, and the Lord will be glorified in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you will make us, you will restore your image, and you help each and every one of us here or online to reflect you. To reflect you on social media. And every time we connect with the people, with our brothers and sisters, even with the people who don't know you, especially with those who are seekers. Every time we connect, we will transmit your life, your light, and your truth. Because that is what you expect and you want us to do. I pray that you will help us do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.